Obgonas.
Who says it?
What? Okay.
Arsenal didn't just win a derby. They delivered a sermon on control, conviction, and what happens when a team knows exactly who they are. Spurs walked into the Emirates looking organized on paper, but football is played in moments, and Arsenal owned every meaningful one, especially once Eberechiese, almost signed for Spurs, decided to make the afternoon a personal statement.
That's what I prayed for. I prayed for it today, man. A hat-trick, and I got it today, so I'm grateful to God, man. That was a prayer today. That was a prayer today, a hat-trick, and God gave it to me, so that's faith, man.
There's something delightful about a North London derby, where the tension slowly drains from the stadium because one side keeps landing clear punches. Trossard's opener felt like the spark.
Early ball in, Trossard takes it down, and it's in! Leandro Trossard does it again! Arsenal 1, Tottenham 0!
Eze's double, either side of the break, looked like closure.
Still Eze, good feet, Eze, 2-0! The Gunners have doubled their lead, and it's Eze, 2-0! Arsenal looking to get off to a quick start in the second half here. But a space shot comes in, it is 3!
Oh my God!
And it's Eze again! What a start to the second half!
Well, there's still people trying to pile back in and get into their seats, and they can't believe they've looked up from trying to look where their feet were going. They've heard a cheer, balls in the back of the net.
Tottenham's response, a gorgeous lob from Richarlison, was more consolation than comeback.
Well, this time, Zubimendi and Richarlison has gone early. Tried to lob right. That's a fantastic goal.
By the time Eze coiled in his third, the mood had shifted from rivalry to reflection.
Held it up well. Trossard, good first touch. Plays it inside. Eze, on for the hat-trick! 4-1 to Arsenal! And it's the Eberechi Eze show! Fantastic!
And that's the heart of this derby story. Identity. Arsenal played with a kind of certainty that comes from sustained project building. A team layered with confidence, technique, and trust. Spurs played like a side still deciding what they want to be, experimenting mid-derby against a front line that punishes hesitation. Arsenal stretch their lead at the top. Spurs, meanwhile, take the long walk home with big questions and a very loud, what if?
Who's Eze?
And if you don't know, now you know.
Arsenal and Rwanda are ending their sleeve partnership. The deal will close at the end of the 2025-2026 season. It's been 8 years of big visibility and big debate. The agreement was worth more than £80 million, pushed Rwanda onto global TV screens every match day. It created one of Africa's boldest tourism campaigns, and it worked. Tourism went up, awareness went up, Rwanda became a talking point and not a mystery. Officials say the partnership helped deliver strong visitor numbers. They credit Arsenal's global reach for the lift. Promotions, player visits, and conservation tours brought fresh attention. By 2019, fans who never imagined visiting Rwanda suddenly started considering it. But the renewal talks never crossed the finish line. Arsenal had been in discussions for about a year. In the end, the club decided to move on. Some fans and rights groups questioned Rwanda's politics. They raised concerns about governance, rights, and regional tensions. The pressure grew louder during big Champions League nights. The decision surprised some people. The partnership looked strong from the outside. It delivered global exposure. It gave Arsenal steady income, and it helped Rwanda rebuild after the pandemic slump. Still, every campaign has a life cycle. Rwanda now wants to target new markets. It wants to explore other sports ventures. Arsenal says the partnership was historic. It was their first sleeve deal. It linked the club with millions of African fans. It added an important revenue stream. And it told a new kind of story. Football as a tourism engine. Rwanda says it got exactly what it paid for. The visibility in the first year alone was valued at £36 million. Fan perception shifted almost immediately. Tourism revenue climbed. Visits neared pre-pandemic highs again in 2024. The wider lesson is that football is a global billboard. Countries will keep using it to shape identity, culture and influence. Rwanda made an early move. Others will follow. For Arsenal, this is the end of a chapter. For Rwanda, it's the start of another strategy. Both walk away with results they can point to. And the sleeve remains one of football's most powerful pieces of real estate. Good afternoon. In the wake of recent ACL epidemic sweeping world football, and after watching trembling as our returning stars nearly re-injured themselves during those dramatic knee slide celebrations, we, the concerned Arsenal faithful, have a humble request. Actually, not humble, desperate. We hereby appeal to Mikel Arteta, the entire coaching staff, and every Arsenal player, especially the ones with knees made of premium glass, to kindly, respectfully, and prayerfully retire the knee slide celebration. Please, we are begging. Don't waste our prayer efforts for quick recovery. Questions? Yes, you, sir.
Are you saying knee slides are now banned?
Banned? No. Let's call it faith-preserving restriction. You can do the airplane run, the classic fist pump, even the point to the heavens move. That one is our favorite. But sliding across Emirates like you're auditioning for Fast and Furious Orthopedics Edition, not in this economy.
Any message to the players directly?
Yes, dear stars, you are loved. You are talented. Your knees are national assets. So please, act accordingly. Final question.
What if someone still does a knee slide?
We won't judge. But we might shout some blood-curdling obscenities loud enough for VAR to hear it.
Up, Gunners!